All right, let's go to a live call. We'll pick back up with our Irish bookkeeper. This is a long call, but very valuable. She has two common objections. I'll inject a couple of comments during the call.
Ah, so you've been an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
How'd you get into the house cleaning business?
I'm actually natively good at it. I'm Irish, so that just makes us good at that. And
So you have to be from Ireland to be good in business. Is that what you're saying?
That's right, but we can't cook. So anyway, I don't know. It was just something I was good at, and it was a big demand up in the Bay Area, so it was a good business.
So are you from the Bay Area?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Whatever happened with the business that you did own?
I sold it. We actually moved to L.A., so I sold it.
Oh, got it. So you didn't want to stay in it and start it again down in L.A.?
Oh, no. I couldn't compete with the prices down here in the Bay Area. I could get away with a lot more, and I delivered a great product, but I couldn't compete with the wage down here. Yeah. And,
all
you know,
right.
It was time to move on. I'd done it, and that was enough.
Got it. So would you have any reason to look at anything outside of what you're currently doing?
In what regard? What do you mean?
Have you ever, like, put it out there or thought about it, hey, you know what, I would like to own my own business again, or that I would like to achieve something else other than what you're able to achieve currently being a bookkeeper, anything like that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I probably gave it 5 minutes thought and went back to work.
5 minutes, huh? That's all you gave it.
Well, actually, there, I've tried a few things, and, you know, you just got to keep that steady money coming in. So I pretty much rely on what I know is going to do it.
Yeah. So when you say you try other things, what else have you tried?
Let's see. I think I tried selling vitamins at one point, and water filters, and...
Through network marketing?
Through multi-level marketing.
Through multi-level marketing.
Right.
So here comes the first step of the objection remedy. Currently, we don't know if this is an objection or not, but we still follow the same procedures to investigate.
So how was your experience with that? What was it?
Terrible.
Terrible?
You know, you go to the places and you see the people making the big money, and you go get all excited, and then you maybe get some product and try to tell a few people, and then I don't know. Maybe it was what I said. I don't know. I mean, I saw other people doing it, but I just figured out it was just not my personality. So
what happened to the whole Irish thing?
What do you mean? They're good at cleaning, not selling.
Oh, that's so funny.
When's the last time you bought something Irish, you know?
So we have a double objection here, both the sales objection and the MLM objection. I'm going to try to get deeper into this, and so I'm going to ask her the same question, just slightly different. Here we go.
So tell me what happened with that. In looking back, what do you think what really went on there?
It's just... To me, when I'm interested in something, or maybe I'm easy, I don't know, but, you know, you watch, like, QVC on television, or you see something and go, that's great, you know, and I'm willing to try that product, especially if it does something beneficial. So maybe I'm an easy sell, I don't know, but I figured other people, if I like something, then they should like it too, or some people would, a percentage at least. And then when maybe it was the words I used, or, you know, I explained it, and I'm like, so you want to try it? And they'd say no, and I go, okay. And that was it, you know, so...
You didn't drop dead or anything?
No, but I was sure at a loss for words a lot of times. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still fishing around to see if I can find anything else that she's opposed to. Right now, it appears that her biggest issue is sales, but I'm going to keep digging.
And so you kind of experienced the same thing with water filters?
Oh, yeah, and then I went to their houses and... Yeah, it was just, I don't know. I just figured sales is not for me. Is that what you're doing? I mean, are you trying to do something here?
Yes, this is network marketing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is that a bad word?
Well, you know, with all due respect, anyway, why don't you go and tell me what you need?
Well, what I want to find out, number one, if when you look back and you see a bad experience with selling vitamins and you see a bad experience with water purifiers, does that bad experience equal I'm not good in sales?
Right.
Does that bad experience equal network marketing is bad? Does that bad experience equal vitamins are bad or water purifiers are bad? Or, in other words, what I'm trying to first see is, what's the bad thing, or is it all just bad?
Well, yeah, it is kind of a blur and bad right now. I mean, the products weren't bad. Other people seemed to be a little bit more successful. I just figured I can't sell. You know, I can't. I'm just a terrible salesperson.
And so you're married?
I am.
Do you wonder why I asked that?
Completely.
It's because you obviously sold him.
Okay.
Right?
Probably.
You obviously are able to sell, all right? You know, you get clients as a bookkeeper, and the only way you can get clients is to sell yourself.
Okay, well, I didn't think of it that way.
Right, and most people don't. On the network marketing front, if you don't mind, if I can just ask a question.
All right, I feel comfortable that I've gotten all of her objection, so now I'm going to start the handling of the MLM objection.
Do you feel network marketing actually works? Not for you, but just does it itself work?
I have no idea. And how is that different from multi-level marketing?
Ah, I'm not communicating within her vocabulary. Fortunately, she told me she didn't know that word.
I am so sorry. I have given you a confusing word. All right. Multi-level marketing, the acronym of MLM, is the same as network marketing. The only difference is the different way to look at it. Multi-level marketing is describing that you get paid on multiple levels of income.
Hmm.
Right? That's what you remember, right?
Well, gosh, maybe I wasn't even educated in that. You're enlightening me now. Okay.
All right. And network marketing just looks at it from a different angle. And network marketing is that there is a group of people or a cluster of people who all share a common interest, and they market inside of that network. And, you know, like the analogy would be if you go to a restaurant that was recommended by somebody, just like I'm calling you because I asked Sue, who do you know who might be interested in working on a project with me? And so you basically market inside of a network. And so that's where the term network marketing comes from. It's just the difference of one of those descriptions is talking about somebody gets paid, and the other one is talking about how you market, but they are the same exact industry.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
So I'm sorry, then what was your initial other
question? I have no idea.
Okay.
What I asked was is that, and I will use your terminology now, and okay. So that way that I don't confuse you anymore.
All right, I feel comfortable that I've gotten all of her objection, so now I'm going to start the handling of the MLM objection.
But does multi-level marketing work? Not for you, just does it work by itself?
Oh, gosh, I mean, to give you an honest answer, I don't know. I mean, I think, Herbalife is still around. I don't know, honestly.
I'm actually glad this came up because I've not taught you how to handle it if someone replies that they don't know if the industry works or not. Pay close attention to how I handle this.
Okay.
I haven't looked at it in years.
Let me just back it up a little bit, and we'll take the individual components of it and say, do people need products and services?
Of course.
All right. Very good. And so from there, have you ever recommended someone to do something?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we know that marketing, in terms of by word of mouth marketing, does work.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess in that regard, yeah.
Okay. We know that in any kind of a business or anything that you want to get into, that you normally need to receive training from somebody. If you go to work for a company, the company says, we're going to send you to school, or you're going to be trained by so-and-so. And in network marketing, it's just the person who brings you into the business is the person that trains you. Right, so kind of like all the components that are in normal businesses are also in network marketing. And there's about $30 billion a year of goods and services that move through network marketing. And so when I asked the question, I just wanted to see whether or not you have this big, huge network marketing is the devil. And no, it doesn't work. It'll never work. And, you know, I don't care if it, you know, in other words, I wanted to see, one is, can you look at it logically? That's really is does it work as an industry?
Well, I guess now, see, here, you brought up a good point. I didn't have anyone telling me how to do it. I mean, I just had someone sign me up, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
So that wasn't in my network marketing. I thought that's just what you do. You sign them up, and then that's it.
And so you just threw a pack of vitamins in your backpack, and you went out, and you were like, well, it's got to work. And
right.
It didn't.
Maybe some paperwork involved, and you get papers or brochures, and that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you say that in looking back, all right, so number one, we can now like just see that the whole industry, as an industry, it works.
I'm about to ask the second question in handling the MLM objection.
What does it take, do you think, for it to work for an individual?
Certain character.
A character.
Yeah, and then...
From Ireland or not from Ireland?
Well, I guess that's not... That's not fair, huh? Well, maybe it is the learning curve or the, I don't know. I mean, some people are good at sales. Like my husband reads every sales book that comes out, or, you know, I can name you authors, and even though I haven't, you know, read them, just because he has so many books. So there must be something to it.
Yeah. So let's... Let me see about this, the whole marketing and sales and things like that. What do you view that it takes to actually, influence another person?
Passion, with what, you know, conviction of what you believe to be true. Getting through barriers of any false ideas they may have, and then giving them the true idea of what something is, or having them try it, because what's true for you might be not true for them, and things like that.
And you don't think you're good in sales after what you just said? In other words, either you're listening to what your husband says off of these books or something, or you just intuitively kind of like capture that. And see, and what I think is different is that I said, what do you think it takes to communicate to somebody? And see, and as soon as I took the word sales out of that and put it to a word of communicate, you like said, oh, well, it takes this and this and this and this. See, what I said was, is what does it take to influence someone?
Right. Well, yep. I thought that, you know, yeah, okay.
Catherine, what I want you to see is that if you kind of look at sales as being, all right, so I am going to convince this person to buy these vitamins, right? If you view it that way, that person doesn't want the vitamins, and so you then say, well, I failed at it, then that can obviously leave an extremely bad taste in your mouth.
Totally.
But it really is just nothing more than communication. Whether you are talking to your husband about that you want to go to see a movie tonight and he would rather go do something else tonight with you, it's just conversation, it's just communication. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what if you call somebody as a bookkeeper, you were to say, do you do your own bookkeeping? At this point, do you think you're selling something?
Do you do your own bookkeeping? Yeah, I would, because it's obviously you're leading up to something.
All right. You could also say you're just communicating and you're just wanting to find out whether or not this person needs a bookkeeper.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So it can be selling or it can be just communicating, because there's no other way for you to actually ask this person if you can be their bookkeeper. You're going to have to either communicate or sell. It doesn't, however you say it, it's still the same actions?
I guess so. Now.
Yeah. If you called me and said, hey, Tim, Sue gave me your number, and she says that you might need a bookkeeper. I wanted to find out, do you do your own books or do you have a bookkeeper? Okay? Mm-hmm. You're selling or you're communicating is the same thing, right?
Right.
All right. So why is it that some people are good at this and some people are not?
Because they know what to say next and to keep the person interested and not getting that pre-concluded idea without being able to get the argument out of your mouth or something like that.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before they cut you off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What I have experienced is that I have been successful at it, and I pride myself that the reason that I have been successful at it is because as I really care about the person that I'm actually talking to, whether it's that I'm selling a product or whether I am talking to somebody about the business. I really genuinely care about that person. And so the first thing that I do is just like what you would do when you're looking for a bookkeeper is you would say, are you in the market for a bookkeeper? Just like I said to you, would you have any reason to look at a business? So that's the first thing I want to find out, right? Mm-hmm. And if the person doesn't have an interest, then I'm not going to continue on talking, right? I'm not going to try to, like, force them.
Right.
If I am selling a vitamin, then I would say something like, do you take vitamins? And they say no. And I say, what's the number one reason that you don't take vitamins? And they say, well, because I don't believe that they work. All right, well, I've got a choice right there as to whether or not I want to help that person understand that vitamins do help and they do work, or I just move on, right? I haven't said I have a product. I've only asked them, do you take a vitamin? And the other thing that I think has been the reason that I am successful is because I take the time to actually, you know, kind of communicate these ideas to people. And so when I do bring somebody into my network marketing business, I train them the same way. Do you feel as though that if you had the training?
This is a key question right here.
In other words, these ideas that I've just given you, if you had gotten these earlier in your MLM experience, do you think you would have had a better shot at success?
Well, definitely. Here you've got me on the phone for, what, 25 minutes? And
I'm sorry?
You know, not exactly not busy, but you know what I mean?
You want to send me a bill? You probably should.
You know, usually I just, well, the fact is you're Sue's friend and everything, and that's good, so I wouldn't hang up on you. Not that I'd be rude to anybody, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously you're good at communication. But, yeah, I guess if I had your skills, definitely I would, I think I'd do better at it, definitely.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a test question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Do you think I was born with these skills?
Well, it sounds like it.
It sounds like it. Okay, so that means that if you had been the nurse when I came out of my mom and you were the one that smacked me on my bottom and I screamed bloody murder, would you have said at that time, he's a born communicator?
Not necessarily, because that's probably what everybody does.
That's right. That's right. At what point do they become born speakers or born communicators or born salespeople?
Right. Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Would you be at all open to looking at something that I could send you that has absolutely nothing to do with my company? It only has to do with the industry itself. It was written by someone successful in the industry, as well as a gentleman from Harvard who actually teaches network marketing at a major university. And so there's no hype in this. There's not promotion of any company. It just explains the industry. Would you be open to receiving that from me?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds fine. There's probably more I could know.
Now, that invite was out of sequence, and if I had this call to do over again, I wouldn't have done that. The error I committed is that I didn't do the fifth and final step of the questions and objections remedy, which was to complete the handling and return to the previous step of the inviting formula. See, I was in the qualifying step when the objection came up, and I got distracted by the fact that she was really following me, and so I went straight for the invite. The fact that she accepted my invite doesn't matter, because here I sit, and I don't know why she would look at a business. The qualifying step hasn't been completed.
I appreciate that, and what I'd like to do is to have you look at it, you know, now that we've kind of like cleaned out the past a little bit, because if you just, you know, Catherine, if you just think about it, if you ate a bad meal at a restaurant, it doesn't mean that you're never going to eat again.
Right.
Right? Just because you had a bad experience, or you're in your case too, in network marketing, doesn't mean that the whole, multi-level marketing, doesn't mean that the whole industry doesn't work.
Well, this is true.
What is it that you would actually like to achieve if you had, you know, just forget for a little bit that, you know, what you do and things like that. If you just were able to create whatever amount of money and time that you could, what is it that you would actually do with it?
Probably, truthfully, I would do more art and then volunteer work. Truthfully.
More art.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the first thing you said there?
Yeah.
What kind of art?
Fine art.
Fine art.
Yeah, drawing, painting.
Oh. Do you do that?
If I have time.
What do you like about doing that?
You kind of lose yourself in it, and you can make something pretty or not. And it can be very humbling. And then it's just when you do something that you pull off, it's just so satisfying. And, you know, my mom has a house full. She just loves it. So I love art, period.
All right.
Yeah.
And the other one you said was volunteer work.
Yeah, for my church.
For your church.
Yeah, like a lot of people, if I didn't have to go here, there's some trouble in Florida, as you know, with the hurricanes, and there's a lot of people that are calling people to arms and everything like that, and I can't go because I don't have the wherewithal to just leave, you know.
Wow. What a good cause.
Yeah, oh, it's great.
You're a good person.
Thanks.
You really are. I sincerely mean that. In other words, there's a whole lot of things that people can say that they want. And that's just, that is totally awesome that you'd want to do that.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So you can tell that I've spent some time in California, huh, with the totally awesome?
Oh, right. I guess I've been here long enough where I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, well, I am back on the East Coast right now, but I actually spend quite a bit of time in California as well.
Great.
Well, I tell you what, if I can get your address, I am going to send you a DVD. Do you have a DVD player?
Yes.
All right. What address would you like for me to send this to?
561.
All right. What's your last name, Catherine? Okay.
With an E.
All right. And I will send this out to you just as soon as we get off the phone. I'll send it out to you priority mail. And so, let's see, this is Friday. You'll probably get it on Monday or Tuesday. When do you think you'll get a chance to look at it if you were to get it on Monday or Tuesday?
Probably within that week, you know. Just give me that week.
That week,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you want to talk on maybe Friday, next Friday?
Sure, that sounds fine.
All right. And when's the best time to reach you? And I won't spend this much time next time, I promise.
That's fine. Actually, it's been fun. Probably around the same time, late afternoon.
All right. So should I call you like 3 o'clock?
That sounds good.
All right. I have you for next Friday at 3 o'clock that I will call you. And is this the best number to reach you on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I sure look forward to your feedback, and I appreciate your you opening up and like really talking to me and everything. It's really, really helpful, and I'm glad to have met you.
Yeah, me too. I'll tell Sue.
All right.
All right,
well,
Tim.
Well, thanks so much, Catherine.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, as you could tell, I did fulfill the qualifying step at the end there. It was out of sequence, but I did find out what she wants. It was a good call for you to hear how to handle two common objections, the sales objection and the MLM objection.